Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Boy, sun is going down. It's cold in California. Los Angeles, what's happened? I don't like heat. I don't like warm weather, and I'm living in California for so many years. Some people will say, that's pretty not nice to say. You don't like warm weather. What about you, Lovey?
Oh, man, I love warm weather, but, you know, this is a nice break, though. It's, you know, nice and cool now.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, it gets hot here.
But, okay, that's my beautiful, wonderful friend, guest, who is appearing from time to time on Accent On, and we'll be talking also today with Lovey and his friends that he brought to the studio at 7 till 8 on a video channel on LA Talk Radio. But right now, Lovey, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, this is Lovey Ray Johnson Jr., very good friends with the beautiful Ilona Europa. I'm a filmmaker, producer, and I've got a group of super talented guys today.
I'm super talented. Very, very excited about the song that we'll be playing soon. And we'll be talking a little bit about that because I think it's very interesting, very cool, very unusual. We'll be listening a little bit to Rap, who is more intelligent than I can say. I expected, you know, the topic, way how gentlemen, I can need to call you gentleman because for whatever reason, you look like one. What is your name?
I'm IQ.
Okay, and I called you, Kevin, because that's how I got introduced to you, so Kevin IQ, but I think your name is very, very good. Very good. And why did you call yourself this way, which is self-explanatory, but could you tell us? Closer to the microphone.
I've been called that for a long time.
Why? Okay, you know, don't be shy. You tell us why.
Well, it was actually when I was locked up for a while, when I was like 18 years old, and that's what all the guys in there were calling me. And we just kind of came up with it there.
That's funny that you had no saying. They just said, that's who you are. You are just IQ.
Yeah, well, I say we because I did have a say. You know, I didn't have to stick with that. But I kind of liked it.
Yes.
Like, it was because I was wearing little glasses. I was a little 18-year-old, like, dorky-looking kid.
Troublemaking. Like,
maker. I didn't look like I belonged in there, they would tell me, you know. But
yeah, the outsider.
Yeah.
The IQ outsider. Okay, it's very interesting, your life story, if you would like to a little bit share with us a little bit later, because I left somebody that I love dearly. I cannot say the best for the for last, but in a way, she is gorgeous woman. And my friend, she's also from Poland. How can I not love her? But I met her a few months ago in Los Angeles when my two great Polish producers, composers, unusual, wonderful people visited me also here. We are talking about Adam Abramek and Alan Abramek. And then they introduced me to Karolina Feel. Hi, Karolinka.
Hi, Ilonka.
And obviously, we call each other Karolinka, Ilonka, because that's what European people do. We always making our names in a cuter way.
We're just lovable
and just sweet. And really, she's a Karolina Feel. She's gorgeous. All of my guests are looking very, very hot. But Karolina is very, very good looking lady. She's a businesswoman in very unusual type of business. Something that sometimes we try to forget, that all of us will be needing help in a certain age of our life, which means seniors. You are really working to make seniors life better, or right. end of their lives better, or just long senior lives better. And you will tell us if this is possible.
Yes, I hope so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. I hope I'm making, me and my organization, making a difference in their lives. We all get there eventually, unfortunately, yeah. but inevitable. So mm-hmm. it is. So we are trying to make their lives a little bit more enjoyable and more social and take care of them as much as they require.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're making a difference in their life.
In a cool way, all of my guests, and we have one more additional guest who just came to the studio, Band, welcome. And who are you?
Hi, my name is Significant Seven.
Significant Seven. That's pretty serious because we love seven. Seven is a really hard number.
Yeah, you know, it means, you know, if I can't do something I set out to do in life, then it's a sign if I can't from God.
Oh, okay. Now it seems like everybody has some message on the show, and Significant Seven thinks that everything's possible in life. What do you think? Or some things are impossible?
Yeah, anything that's not possible, it's a sign from God.
Okay, which means we can reverse this, which means we need to do everything what we want, and if we cannot, means that God said don't.
Correct.
Woohoo! And I am lady,
Amen.
And I understand this.
Amen.
Gosh, yes. I got the message.
We got church going on.
We got a church,
here.
Church Amen. Of accent
well,
on. Nothing
God
wrong with
bless.
That. God bless. Okay, then yeah, Ilona Europa, 3 years accent on, and I'm bringing to my studio wonderful, unusual people. Some of them have an accent, some of them don't, but most of them have great, great life story and are bringing something not only to their own lives, like a success, but also to society. Then when it comes to me, I'm doing my life my own way, trying to, you know, do good job on accent on both of the show. And like I said, spread the news that we have great people around us and good things can happen to good people. And we need to just do life our own way. But like I said, Carolina really, really works to help seniors to have a good lifestyle and long, long life ahead of them. When it comes to Lovey, you are also very unusual film producer, and you are a messenger, and you are also spreading the good news that life need to be better, and you don't like darkness to overcome certain darkness, especially we are talking about children. Yes, you try to protect children and their innocence. And could you tell us, you know, what is your message?
Well, thank you again for having me on the show.
Of course.
Thank you very much. And I'm just blessed to be here with lots of beautiful, creative, talented people.
Yeah.
But my story is just simple. Just to bring awareness of where we are today as far as our children are concerned. So, I mean, there's an attack on our kids, and they can do it from anywhere, anytime, especially through the internet. So, you know, I wanted to tackle this problem with child trafficking and child abuse by storytelling. Yeah. And what better way to do that than, you know, write a movie about it?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what I've done. And I've gotten some pretty big stars to get involved. Stephen Michael Cazada from Breaking Bad, who played Detective Gomez on Breaking Bad, which is a huge show. Everybody knows that show. I was blessed to be in a movie with him. So we got Wes Studi, who played in Avatar, Last of the Mohicans, Dances with Wolves. He's on board with the project. We've got a comic book graphic novel. I mean, all of these things are just different outlets to be able to get the message across, you know. So, I mean, there's a little bit of fiction in there, but it's necessary, you know. It's necessary.
Yeah.
And so if we're able to, you know, kids are nowadays, a PG-13 movie is not what it used to be.
No,
10 years ago.
It's petrifying.
You know, it's different. You know, they're allowing a lot more. So, you know, I said, you know, if we can be able to be edgy, why not? Because you want to deal with the young men and the young women. It's just mm-hmm. not just, you know, we're not dealing with one demographic as far as the young men. It's young women as well. So, you know, one in every three women have been sexually abused in their life. One in every six men have been sexually abused in their life. And, I mean, those are staggering statistics that should never be. There should be zero out of zero. But it is what it is. and we got to do our fight, and I'm doing my part. Yeah. That's why I got guys like IQ and Significant Seven who are able to come, and I tell them the subject that I want, and they're able to deliver some very powerful, powerful, poignant lyrics dealing with a subject, and they're able to do it in a very smooth way, but you still get the essence of the message. So I'm just doing my part.
Doing your part.
Best I can.
Like, I am your fan, you know, that your
Thank
visiting
you.
Studio is always welcome. And for last, I think, year and a half, I was working with Child Help organization who really was raising money and putting a lot of accent on the same topic.
Right.
And just I'm believing that eventually you'll be introduced to this organization, and they probably will be just very loving to have you there.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am excited, though, because this has been a process over 5 or 6 years. And we have right now, and I don't want to throw any names out, but we have a major Hollywood studio that will be reading the screenplay for this project. So, you know, positive prayers and thoughts, please come our way. But I've done everything I can from an independent filmmaker standpoint, and we just need a little push along the way, and we might have this studio. Somebody's going to jump on board.
Again, we have a lot of people downloading, listening to the show, and we are in Los Angeles, probably listen the most, all the whole world is listening too. But if somebody wants to hear and see or just get in touch with you and is not afraid to talk about very, very tough subjects, because this life in Los Angeles is rather about much easier topics and more entertaining things, but we are talking about something very, very important. We are talking about our children. Like you said, 1 at 3, 1 in 6 will be sexually abused.
Right.
And if somebody like us, the parents, the smarter people, people who really want to protect children, don't talk about this, we are living in a hell.
Yeah.
And we need to just do something about it. How we can get in touch with you?
Well, just reach out to me, Lovey Ray Johnson Jr. I'm the only one on Facebook. Reach out to me. Send me a friend request. I've opened that up now a lot more so people can get in touch with me. Look for SupernalDarkness.com. Look for the Supernal Darkness Facebook, SUPERNAL, which is another word for spiritual. Just be prepared that this is a different way of approaching this type of subject. And I mean, I can't harp on it enough to have guys like IQ. When you hear this guy rap, it's not even a rap. It's like he's giving you a sermon.
Sorry.
He's
yes.
giving you a story, a sermon, a powerful message. And he's doing it in such a way. I mean, he got that name for a reason. And so I was blessed that he lives right under me in the same condo place. And so we've made music together like that. So
and one day we'll be talking about Unusual Way, how great people meet. I think in life, everything's for the reason. Like Significant Seven said, you know, if meant to be, will happen. And our meetings, yours and mine, are almost always on a parking lot in a complex that we live. And for whatever reason, we know each other more than a year and a half, and I'm observing your enthusiasm and your hard workmanship. You see, and you know a little bit of my life too. Then I think all of these things goes somewhere. I mentioned name of Alan and Adam Abramek. They are my friends, Polish friends, although Alan lives in America and he is a young producer who also submit one of his tracks. And he will
I wanted to give him some love. I'm sorry to me to cut you off, but yes, Alan, he is the man. I'm telling you, he's got some sick beats, and he's actually donating a couple of tracks to a new project that I'm working on. So, but yes, you guys look for Alan Ambarek, right?
Abramek, very
Abramek.
Good.
Abramek, okay, I'm sorry, Abramek.
No, you just put different accent on our Polish accent, but this is accent on, and you did very, very well. That's great. Then we know how to get in touch with you. I think it's time for very, very unusual artist. IQ, I want a little bit life story. Give us a little bit unusual life story, because you know what? All goods are coming because of unusual life stories. We are not getting born, how many years ago? Around 30-something? I don't know. We can say, how old are you? Don't ask me how old I am. Yeah, you look 25, I will say.
Wow.
Let's keep it this way.
Okay.
But again,
He said, I'll take
very
it.
Unusual way of rapping, and we'll have a proof. I hope people fall in love with you and they will ask for more, which we...
Of course.
Yeah, they will ask for more. Just tell me your tiny or big life story. Give us like 4 minutes overview. Where did you came from? Why rapping? Why being...
I come from L.A. Actually, my cousin is Significant Seven, and we pretty much grew up, like, he grew up in San Bernardino, and I grew up in L.A., and we've just been rapping our entire lives, making stuff on little karaoke machines, and...
Yeah, yeah, at that time, there was a record shop every couple blocks.
Yes.
So we could walk down to the store, buy a single, pull the instrumental from the single, put a tape in the karaoke machine... And make rap. Original raps and pass them around the neighborhood every day.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how we did it at the time. It was like a studio on wheels.
But right now, the song that you that I received and I will be playing is something very... Could you tell me story about this song? Because, you know, you added vocals. Vocals that we are missing dearly. As a person...
Okay, I'm not sure what song, actually.
Strong.
Strong? Is that one?
That's the one she's playing.
That's okay. Cool. I'll be playing Strong. But what can you tell us about Strong?
That's just like a dope hip-hop track.
But you have... Yes?
We're definitely, you know, talking about remaining strong, but it's not really that deep. It's just, it's just for, like, the, you know, underground heads mostly, and it's just a lot of dope rhymes, and, you know, it's really good. We got Amy Winehouse sampled.
Oh, come on. I'm waiting for that. And you eventually told us. You know,
rest in peace.
This is very important. This is very, song is just amazing. You are selling yourself as a great rapper, and that's what people buy. Anyway.
Let me.
The story behind how really amazingly is blended Amy's voice with the strong, you know, the topic of the rap. It's just cool.
Let me put a little something just on the background of Strong is that came from J Money and McGruff, which was a part of the original Dog Pound. And if everybody knows hip hop, if you know hip hop, you know the Dog Pound. So Big C Style was the man on that. He was president of 19th Street Records, but got to show love to them because they're the ones that made this this track available. So it was donated for me to be able to use because I love Amy Winehouse's voice and what she was saying about Strong. And my project is teaching about being strong, even through trials and tribulations. So I presented that to IQ, and he's like, man, I love this. I want to be on this. And I said, I want you to be on it. So he wrote obviously a very good lyrics for it.
Yes.
And it came out really well.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
And it's been well received. It's been very well received. So
that song is one of my favorite songs on the record.
Yeah. And I also accepted and liked your fan page right now, and I saw a few of your video, and it was just, I think people go to Accent On, just I post the links and just look and know IQ better. But right now we have a time and we'll be playing the song Strong, and I will tell you why I just love the title, love the message, I just love everything about this track. Okay, thank you again, I love you, for introducing me to IQ.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me.
He be the all black incredible hope. I'm a sexy guy, FBI, my federal folk. He got $100 federal note, paying it good. I'm headed to the show to see you playing the hood. Don't they like the way the band play? People all dressed up to see my man Jay, like Sade at a concert. I'm Mr. Incredible, the mobster, strong like an ox, a monster. If you hear the music, I'm reciting the sound. And when it comes to mine, I've been writing it down. I ain't hating on no ghost hustler. God damn, I ain't afraid of no ghostbuster. I'm too strong. Two wrongs don't make it right. And you right, I should be strong enough to make it life. Let's make it right. I tiptoe through the storm. Hit rock bottom as he tooted the horn. I walks in flip-flops through the day. I stopped when hip-hop blew away. Ay, that's when got me through the day. Don't feel sad and blue today.
If you want to work it out, you better listen close to what I'm talking about. I'm too much and too strong. I'm too much and too strong.
You should be stronger than.
There's no such thing as a blessed person, just those bringing the best version of the verses. In the West, urban sections of networking and making waves like a jet surfing excursion. Bobbing your head till your neck's hurting. Web searching, hoping to find a free download finally in my rhymes and beats. Because when I'm on the mic, I'm a beast. I still got a network, get signed, climb the tree, and set up a perfectly timed release. Fuck all fines and fees. But wait, that's reminding me. It's time to write rhymes that'll make your mind rewind like Lyme disease. I'm unique and got a spine combined with mystique. I'm kinda neat. So if your girlfriend's a dime piece, that's fine and meets me. We'll be grinding the sheets like I'm grinding the streets. I'm the industry's rhyme police, making crime decrease. I'll be defeating MCs on all kinds of beats. Get in line till I'm deceased. I'll be bringing the heat at least 9 times a week. I'm inclined to speak my mind and design a speech that'll have a divine reach and teach it blind and speed. And I don't know if I'll ever be finding peace, but I'll be making connections, taking directions from the best MCs, making corrections, taking rejection. Ain't no faking perfection. My face is complexion, ain't gonna stop me. I'm evading detection and remaining strong.
You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me.
So I'm stepping to the beat like it's playing for me, while I'm walking through life so confidently. Haven't settled to the role I was born to be, though it weighs me down with many people to please, who always seem to be in constant need of a mental makeover you can't fix with G's. Which is life lesson whether you're right or wrong, because showing forgiveness is reserved for the strong.
You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger.
Yeah, yeah, wow, yeah. Wow. We, oh my gosh, we need to make this song to be number one whenever the number one to be, okay?
Yeah,
because
yeah, why would it be number
one? Oh, can be seven, because we like number seven too. Hey, one and seven is time between one and seven.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Good layback. Almost chill with really a little jazzy feel to it. Trumpets are just genius. Who played on this track?
Well, Amy Winehouse, and then there was just live musicians that were there to be able to just that played in the studio and did it. So,
but it just feels so right, tonality of your voice and the amount of messages that you are sending. Every second, third line just gives us some reason why to improve our lives and a way of life. You know, then if you can just because the strong word strong is so important, and we all know Carolina will be coming back in second to your life. I'm talking about also my life. Last 3.5 years of my life, the worst. Ever. I needed to get stronger, too, for myself and for my daughter. And, Lovey, you had many, many years that you probably want to forget, but you make the best of it and bring it right now to the front and just make your own fight against. You know, we have unusual life story, which, for whatever reason, IQ doesn't want to say it, but I wrote your bio on my accent on, then, you know, some people
you
will be,
no,
I expose you, and some people will be scared, say, my gosh, Ilona, he's a scary dude. You are a scary dude, but with very mellow, beautiful, wonderful, unusual sounded voice, but you had
he's
some...
He's rolling his eyes over here, people.
No,
he's
no because you, just tell us, you know,
scary.
This is a part of the hip-hop... story that a lot of hip-hoppers will scream out loud. You know, you had dark times in your life that right now, obviously, I don't think so you want to forget because you made some of it.
No, I'm cool with it. Like, you know, I went through that when I was younger a bunch of times, but, you know, I got through it and got past it, and that was a long time ago, and, you know, I learned a lot from it, and if anything, I just try to spread a good message, like, to not do that, anything like that.
I love it. You know, I really do, because if you try to bring the darkness to the front and just play of it, you know, will be always dark. But if you make some light of the darkness, you know, then become really wonderful, wonderful things in life. Then, you know, I don't know, Carolina, your life maybe wasn't so dark.
There were times.
I know you mentioned you came to America because you had your own dream. You just wanted to live in America. badly, but you are also artist. You are a filmmaker. You finished, what school did you finish in Poland?
It was University of Maria Curie Skłodowska in Lublin. I finished faculty of cinematography. So yes, I wanted to do movies or act in movies. That's kind of so typical dream. But that dream brought me here, and it kind of some twisted way made me do what I do, which is work with seniors.
Could you tell us your business website?
It's www.ccagla.com. That's a short for Community Care Administrative Group Los Angeles.com. www.ccag.com. It's a organization that operates and manages a group of assisted living facilities, large, from 100 to 250 beds, where a lot of seniors find
homes. Is this not a part of a group of people that we need to protect equally the most, like children? Because we become children in older age. And, and if we don't, you know, we just need to scream about that. Please, please, IQ, will you write another rap about from older people perspective, how life can be?
And yeah, we've actually done that. Wait till you hear the new album.
Really?
Yeah, we have a song called Struggle that I think is probably pretty much what you're talking about.
Questions.
Wonderful.
Questions.
Wonderful.
Too, yeah.
Look at you, what we are doing, this Carolina. Okay, take from there. That's great, because if music really can grab this topic and just make this important part of our... We all will be old. And sometimes we are older even when we become older. And they tell us, 250 beds, that's big facilities.
Those are big facilities. But I want to just mention or kind of comment on it. Like, kids and elder adults are kind of forgotten. I mean, we have to, like Lovey does, you know, put certain awareness of what kids go through. And at the same time, I kind of represent the other spectrum of life, which is the elderly. But... You know, I've been in the business for many, many years, and unfortunately, I see a lot of them declining to the point of, you know, being like kids. And it, you know, breaks your heart seeing someone who is so high-functioning. And you know, some of those people are military people. They bankers, they teachers, they, you know, someone who had a great life. Pilots. One of my residents was a pilot in World War II. No one even knew about it. He just, you know, declines. Now he has dementia. Obviously forgets a lot of things, but it's like he doesn't have family. No one knows of his life, and it's really so sad that these people, you know, they live full life. They ask someone like us, and then they kind of, you know, just decline and become forgotten and not important. And so I guess that's also something that has to be more aware for people, because as you said,
it's petrifying.
We're all gonna be like that.
I have nobody practically. My mother died a very similar way. I had no choice 3.5 years ago when she was a dying slow death, but I needed to leave her in pretty okay, I thought, place. Mm-hmm. But still, I saw every 3-4 months when I was flying to Poland to check on my mother, because I just couldn't be with her. I had a child to take care of here, and it was petrifying. I couldn't do anything better for her, even when it seems like she had something to eat. But dementia, we are talking about dementia. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't talk to these people, don't get them just happier or just believe that somebody cares, they just close themselves to their own never.
It's an awful disease, or so many people succumb to it. And it's awful and hard. Breaking to see these people, especially if they are loved ones, or even for me, there are residents that I know for many years. And
I remember me coming to this place. It was had only 7 people and was like a really nice place, home, nice people. They were cooking and stuff like that. But a lot of these people, they were in different level of sickness, or just, you know, progression, or from just every sickness that you can imagine. But I started singing some older songs for older people, because that's all what I do. I'm a singer. Then I just thought, they all remember words, or some words to this old 1940, 1945, 50 songs that they just, and they were doing, you know. And I know not true. They remember something, they respond. But it's so much, you need to put so much effort to just entertain them and just talk to them and just being not only feeding them and washing them, but just giving them life, the best that they may be long, but we don't know. We don't have this personal contact with them. We're not family, close family. Okay, then how many homes your business cares about?
We have a group of seven large locations throughout San Fernando Valley, South Bay, and there's one facility in Orange County.
I always say, everybody, you better contact Carolina, because we will all need eventually Carolina, and we'll ask for one of these beds
I'll
in her places, and you give us good deal. And knowing
I'm staying in my basement. I'm good. But thank you, though. I appreciate
but somebody, somebody needs to visit you, because if not, you know what we'll do.
I'm getting takeout Chinese the whole time.
Until you will forget to call.
I know, right? I'm going to schedule ahead. You guys come anyway.
Okay. That, yeah, but like we say, you can get older and still feel like life is worth to fight for.
Absolutely. Just because you're older doesn't mean that life ended. There's, you know, different ways of keeping it up and being socially active and being, you know, still independent as much as you can. So the end of, you know, our 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever that the fall of a aging is, it's still a good time. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm crazy about older people. I just love to be around them. I just love to get these life stories and just, I just love old people. I have this something about me. Then I can offer you very young talents that I'm developing. They would love to sing for older people anytime.
Oh,
I swear to God, we can bring IQ. He can do something very unusual. He will just shake him.
I think it would be the first time they would have
and
a
the same the same Lovie, because Lovie, I know we heard your voice on a song that I played. You also were rapping, then just really cool, very unusual blend of voices. But also I met a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, a very nice gentleman who is amazing piano player, classical piano player. We all need to devote some time of our lives to do something good. Yes, we'll go then. I'll be talking to you privately. If we can do something before Christmas, I for sure can send a group of wonderful young people and we can create something for your wonderful older people too. For right now, okay, let's make a little tiny music break. Then let's, okay, I can play something. I told that I am a singer-songwriter and I like to being strong too. But for right now, I think we all have, we are anticipating that we'll be loving somebody or somebody will love us. Then I wrote about this situation song that till this day is my favorite. Then it's called Anticipation for Love. Ilona Europa, a little music break. Oh boy, I love this song, especially that. Oh, thank you so much. That has a story also behind. When I tried to do something in America many years ago, maybe 8 years ago, nobody believed because I have funky accent and I didn't know anybody here who could really help me to become a musician one more time, like I was in Europe. Then I was looking for my own connections and I had some good luck with Sony, and I released big loop library with my vocals, and it's pretty till this day well received, and people are composing music with my vocals. But I had a chance to give one of my songs for remix contest on Acid Planet, which thousands of DJs were remixing music from the biggest vocalists in the world. But because I had on Sony Picture the loop library with my voice, they just said, okay, let's put Ilona there and see if anybody likes her voice. I got a lot of thousands of remixes from so many people all around the world, and one, and I needed to choose the winner. And one of the winners was the gentleman who just produced Anticipation. I had no idea who this gentleman was, but when I awarded him, first award happened that he was Polish gentleman. I had no idea he was also Polish. And I never met him in my life. We were working for maybe 4 years via MP3 sending and files and stuff like that. I loved his style. He was just dark and dramatic. Not every song was fitting his style. But, you know, then I found out that he also died recently. Oh, wow. And very, very sad. And he left son and wife, and which I tried to keep contact for a little bit. I know they were very, very financially in trouble. Then I always said, if once Anticipation will get somewhere, for sure I would love to take care of the son. You know, it's just father would love that. But, yeah, I never met my Polish friend. I never met he just died tragically, and you know, everything has their own life story. But this show is not really so sad, it's really about good things, because IQ, you have something to talk about. You released recently your album, yes, to iTunes?
Yes, it's on iTunes. It's called IQ Test, and you can find all the information you need on my website. It's iqslab.com.
And that's great. And you are like, I understand you like technology. Is this true?
Yeah, I do. I program computer codes, software development.
Look at you. So, you're like so sleek, you know. Yeah. Just, okay, I do this, I do that, you
I
know.
Made but the website.
You know, that's really, really great. Is it something that you're looking for new clients, or are you just working for company?
No, I just work for different companies, usually on contracts, and do the hip-hop, too.
Wonderful. Are you looking for clients? Are you looking for somebody who can, or you are too busy with your own stuff right now?
No, right now I'm pretty busy. Like, yeah, I just do that during the day, and then I'm really busy working on albums and stuff at night.
I will ask you to do that, because what can I say? You are very, very unusual, very, very unusual rapper, and you have started to tell in a way. We love Eminem, too, because probably some people try to find a connection between you and him. But you are more mellow, and for sure you're sending good messages, more good messages, and you're not aggressively aggressive.
Yeah. No, I'm more laid back. I don't know. I feel like I'm more like the Snoop type.
Okay, and you're like that in real life, too?
Yeah.
What can piss you off?
Yeah, I'd love to kick it with Snoop. He'd be cool. me and him probably get along real well.
Oh, wonderful, yes. And is something that can make you angry, because you are laid back and way how you speak and the flow of your words when you rap was just magical.
I can get angry like anybody else. Like, you know, someone's messing with my family or something like that.
Okay. That's a good reason to be angry.
Yeah. Okay. I've gotten in fights and stuff, but mostly I'm just pretty laid back. I just like to, you know, I like to avoid conflict and, you know, just chill.
Then if we will try to find out more about you, you are doing topics. Topics of your songs are unusual. Is this something that you see on the street and something that you see around you and that pops up in your head? How you create your poems or your prose, your hip-hop way, you know, of singing, rapping? How? Where are you looking for inspiration?
Well, every song is different. I'm mostly just trying to innovate. I'm just trying to be different. So if I think of a topic that no one's really done before, I definitely want to make a song.
And we have one. We have one because I know Significant Seven just mentioned. Yes. And I love this idea. I'll tell you to give us sports. You have some Lakers. Can you tell me what you are doing, Bob? Can we say it, or this is really...
Yeah, we can say it. Okay. We have a song, he loves the Lakers, I love the Clippers. We're going off, like, back and forth.
Oh, and the coolest things ever is...
the Clippers, he's defending the Lakers.
Okay, and I need to make a picture, because both of you, and I can do it on this side of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
On another, we cannot do it, but they both have great... Okay, show me your hats. Come on. Is this okay? Are you okay with the hats?
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. Clippers down? Yeah.
Clippers.
Okay, I love that too, and all my people are here. Okay, it's live show, and I can do this. I love it. I wish I can be there on this picture. But anyway, that's a good idea. Then what you be... you both are liking different... you are Clippers, you are Lakers, yes?
Yeah, he's a big Clipper fan, I'm a big Laker fan.
What we'll be doing? How we will make each other love each other? Is this possible?
Yeah, we have another song where it's like, I'm more of like an extrovert and he's more of an introvert.
Funny.
So we're going back and forth on that. And then we have another song where it's like kind of like an opposite, kind of like a negative and a positive aspect. And we're both
Significant
going
Seven. Could you give us like tiny little rap, live rap? Because we could you? Closer to microphone. We had IQ. No, give us something.
Yeah. When I get on the mic, I scribble it out, write it, recite it, don't bite it, ignite it, the sickest MC inside it, provided he writes it. Oh, that's one of our stuff?
Yeah, whatever you want. Yes, whatever you want. That was good. That was very good.
Thank you.
IQ, it seems like you have something to say. Do you want him to do something else?
Yeah, we'll do
something. Okay, go, live. That's cool. I know, I'm so sorry.
Which one?
Our team ain't even going to make the play.
All right,
closer to Michael, both of you.
The Clippers, yo. It's our year to hold the trophy. Hold on.
No, just do the verse.
Just do the verse. Yo, your team ain't even going to make the playoffs. They're way soft. We got DeAndre down low causing chaos.
You're way off. So far, every year the Clippers have played, they lost. And your players had a racist boss.
Hey, lay off. Our players have paid lots, but they're in their prime and defined. And Kobe makes more than the whole entire league combined. I ain't even lying.
Yes, you are. He's the best of star and ain't jumping over no cheap-ass cars.
You better start Nick Young, because Kobe is done. He takes a... of difficult shots, but he can't hit one.
Yeah, right. You won't be saying that when he's racing back on a fast break and slams it like a maniac.
His first season back, he'll probably tear an ACL.
Maybe, but if he stays healthy, he'll definitely play well.
Our team's gonna be the best in the West in NBA.
Anyway, your team's gonna get its ass whooped when we play.
The Clippers, yo. It's our year to hold that trophy.
Guys, that's great. And everybody, please switch to a video channel.
Big ups, Blake Griffin.
In 15 minutes, we have a video channel. We have LA on LA Talk Radio, Accent on the Best of Poland, Europe, and whole world, plus rap. And I will be asking you, if we may, to just repeat this one. This will be premiere of both of our show. I just love it. What a cool idea.
Cool.
Guys, you belong also to Comedy Club. You need to start booking yourself between good comedy acts, okay? And no.
Thank you.
I think this will be like so fresh and so unusually different.
That was tight. I told you I got some talented guys.
Of course,
blessed.
You do.
I got lucky.
Big ups, big ups, Lovey.
Okay, Lovey, how we can find you one more time?
www.supernaldarkness.com. Lovey Ray Johnson Jr. on Facebook. Just Google me, LOVIE, not LOVI or LOVEY. just reach out to me on Facebook, man. I'm a really laid back guy, easy to talk to. I've already had people reach out to me when they know the subject I'm dealing with. There's people that dealt with that subject as a child, and they've made it through, but they appreciate what I'm doing because bringing awareness. Because like Catalina said, is that they're voiceless.
Yeah.
They're voiceless, and we tend to forget about the kids. We tend to forget about the elderly, and, you know, we got to have somebody speak up for them. And so, you know, that's what I'm doing with the projects that I'm working on is I'm speaking up for them.
Yes, and obvious what's happened.
So
that another horrible things that happen right now in the world is like just, we are not talking about religion, we are talking about people who are killing people, and we are talking about terrorists who are doing crazy things to all of us and making us live in fear. And I still believe that we need to speak and scream out loud that people's lives, children's, ours, young people, older people, is worth everything, you see? Even my phone is ringing. Then we would love to say how sorry we are what's happened in Paris.
Yes.
And our hearts are going to everybody who is afraid right now, everybody who just lost somebody in a crazy way. And I don't know, we need to just scream to everybody, and you people who rap so well. That's another great topic that probably you already thought, IQ and, you know, Seven, that we need to make some message. It's not about religion. It's about people killing people.
There you go.
I'm not religious. I just, you know.
My condolences to the families and loved ones who lost people out there, you know, with this another senseless act of terror from ISIS or CRISIS or whoever these groups out here that are doing these things. It doesn't really matter about the religion. I'm a faith-based man myself, but when it all comes down to it, Jesus Christ chilled with everybody. Yeah. So I give everybody benefit of the doubt till they prove me otherwise. So, yeah. You know, this is a tough time we're going through, because when one country feels it, everybody feels it. You know, yeah. We're a lot more interconnected than the world wants to let on, mm-hmm. You know, so.
Again.
That's right.
We're going to represent.
And I know, Karolinka, you probably visited Paris many, many times, yes?
Oh, many years ago, and it's sad to see that now traveling becomes so concerning. And
if we are afraid, the same with children, the same with older people. If we see fear in people's eyes, we stop living. And I'm afraid to sometimes go outside when it's a tiny little darkness. I'm afraid about my daughter to go outside, to even street, you know, away from my home. And I'm living, and we all are living in a really nice place, safe place. But I'm afraid, you know, nobody watches over my daughter's shoulder except me. Then it's petrifying. And I don't know if I want to live life like that. And I don't know if this is presidents who's supposed to also protect us, or we need to somehow, somewhere, to start from the zero. When child is born, just send the right message, you know, to what life's supposed to be like, and prize the life instead of bring the death, you know, to the front. I don't know, accent on, not supposed to be so serious, because, you know, we are accented people, very original. We are putting accent on many different issues. Today is a little more serious, but having our good rappers, and especially the great rap about Lakers and Clippers, even this love can be happen. You
also
know?
Want to send love out to all the people in Paris.
We all want to do that. Then thank you again for coming. Well, please, everybody, switch to our video show on LA Talk Radio, and I cannot wait for next Monday. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.